Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We believe in prosperity. We believe that salvation, cleansing of sin, and righteousness is God's will for every believer. We believe healing is God's will for every believer. Somebody says, well, why isn't everybody healed? Well, why isn't everybody saved and born again?
Amen.
Same answer. We also believe that it's God's will for everybody to prosper financially and materially. Somebody said, everybody? Everybody.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, why aren't they all prosperous? Same reason they're not all healed. Same reason they're not all born again.
Amen.
Right? We have something to do with it.
Yes.
How you believe. Whether you receive, whether you respond, whether you obey. It's not just all up to the Lord. But in talking about it, we believe this. We believe it's God's will for all of us, all of His people, to prosper financially and materially, as well as every other way. But we can't just say, well, that's what we believe, and you ought to believe it too. Why do you believe it? Is it somebody's opinion or theory? So we've been going to the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Right? And just going through truth after truth after truth, proving that it used to be, it is, and it always will be God's will for us to be blessed materially and financially. Right? So in our text here in 3 John 2 says that in the New Testament, 3 John 2, he said, just one chapter, of course, in 3 John, verse 2, he said, beloved, I wish, or the margin says, pray or desire, above all things, that what? That what?
That we may
prosper. So we're asking, answering the question now, is it God's will for us to prosper?
Yes.
Can we say that the Bible is God speaking to us?
Yes.
Did He say that He desired for us, what was His will, above all things, that we what?
Prosper.
Prosper and? Be in health. And somebody said, well, yeah, but then he gets to the most important part. Well, no, you're not reading it quite right. He said that it was his will that we prosper and be in health. Then he tells you how it's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen how?
Even as.
Right? Yeah. Now, let me say that again so you understand what we said. He didn't say, beloved, I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health, but most importantly, that your soul prospers. What did he say?
Even as.
In other words, you're going to prosper physically. He's obviously talking about the outer man because he talks about the inner man prosperity at the end of the verse. You're going to prosper outwardly. You're going to be healthy physically. How's it going to happen?
Even as
your soul prospers. And it's what we've already been referring to earlier. What does that mean? Well, the soul has to do with the mind and the will. The Bible talks about your mind being renewed so that you're not conformed to the world. Prosperity, physical prosperity and physical healing doesn't start in the pocketbook and the body. It starts in your heart. It starts in your thinking being changed. Your believing being changed. You're not going to prosper in your checking accounts and savings accounts and in your pocketbook and you're still talking broke. You're still believing it's not God's will for you to have anything. You got to prosper in your soul. Right? You begin to talk prosperous. You begin to think prosperous. You begin to believe. You're changed inside. And as that happens, then you're going to prosper outwardly. You got to quit talking like a sick person. You got to quit saying, well, you know, I'm over 40 now. I guess it's just all downhill from here.
No.
Huh? Well, see, you're not prospering in your soul. You're thinking sick. You're thinking broke. How many understand you must stop thinking sick and broke?
Yes.
You must stop talking sick. I don't care how sick you may be in a physical way and feel in your body. You can't talk sick if you want to be healed.
Right?
I don't care how broke you are in your accounts. You can't talk broke if you want to prosper. Romans 4:17 even refers to calling those things that be not as though they were. You might be hurting, body ravaged, bad reports from the doctors, but you got to begin to say, He took my infirmities. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. By His stripes I'm healed. I call my body healed. And even though everything says you have to die, you expect to live anyway. Did you hear me? You prosper in your soul. You talk living and not dying. You talk health and not sickness. Even though you got no money, you don't know where it might come from, you begin to say, no, I'm a giver. And because I am, God brings to me, He deals with people to give to me. It's coming to me all the time. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. God deals with people to give into my bosom. He always supplies all my needs. I'll pay every bill. I'll come out. Right? I call every bill paid. Call every need. That's why we stand up and say these things. We're not just doing it by ritual. We believe it. We release our faith. And it's happening. I said, it's happening. We're marking things off these lists right and left. Is that right? Back in February, we as a church held up our list before the Lord of everything we desired to give into the kingdom in this year, 2004. Every debt that we had to pay them off and everything we desired to do, just whatever we'd like to do for ourselves or for our family. And I'm telling you, we've been marking these things off right. How many raise your hand and say, I've marked something off my list? Look at that. Hands everywhere. We're thankful to the Lord. And the rest of the list is happening, coming to pass in short order. How many believe the Lord told you in His Word, it was His will, His desire for you that you prosper? Right? Be in health even as your soul prospers. So, for 14 previous sessions, we've gone back and seen, is it really the will of God for us to prosper? Can you prove it in the Bible? And we look back and we saw that just a few of God's names, El Shaddai. We couldn't find any poverty in that. Jehovah Jireh. Couldn't find any poverty. We said, what about the patriarchs? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they're alive today in heaven. If we could have them down here for an interview tonight and said, you know, Father Abraham, many Christians today believe that sometimes it's not God's will for you to have any money. They believe sometimes God's working out something through poverty. What do you think? What kind of God did you know? Abraham knew a God who made him rich. Rich. Isaac did. Jacob did. Joseph did. I mean, the list goes on. And for 14 sessions, we've talked about it, looked at it. Well, in last Friday session, we looked at something that we called the glory of God's house. The glory of God's house. And this is doubly important. In fact, I have had direction from the Lord months ago about this, and I didn't know how or when I could get into it, but I see we've begun to get into this. The Lord gave me an instruction. I'll read it to you if I've got it here. This was back in October of last year. I wrote it down. October of last year. The Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but very distinctly inside me. He said, teach the people the honor and glory, the majesty of the Lord. And I put a subnote, the things of the Lord. How all the things of the Lord should be treated and should be handled. And so I begin to study it myself. And these months have passed, but now we've begun to get into it in this series about the glory of God's house. Amen. We said, you know, if God is a God of poverty, if God is a God who wants His people to be broke, then He tells us in Ephesians 5 to be imitators of Him. Be followers of Him. Right? And you can learn a lot about somebody by how they live. And so we went over to Revelation and tried to check out God's place. Right? And the place He's building for us. And we couldn't find any poverty in any of that. Right? He didn't say in my Father's house are many efficiencies. Even many condos. What do you say?
Mansions.
And that word we said comes from the English word manor, which means landed estate. I mean, God's place. I mean, the heavenly city, New Jerusalem. I mean, everything made out of gold and pearls and jewels. And we see Jesus with a big gold band across his chest. Well, you know, if he didn't like that stuff, he wouldn't do that. I mean, I know that's simplistic, but right, I mean, if he didn't like it, and how many know that it doesn't work? That you do one thing and you tell your children, now don't do this. That's not going to work, right? I mean, you got to set an example because they're going to imitate you. And if the Father God, if it was his will for us to keep everything muted and just, you know, be very, very tied and just have the cheapest and the least, then he would demonstrate that. Right? In heaven. Everything would be bare. Minimalist. Right? No frills. How many understand God is a frill God? God is a God of excess. He's a God of superabundance. He's a God of the best of the best. The finest. Right? And didn't he say, if you're willing and you're obedient, what will happen to you? You will eat. You will enjoy the what?
The good.
The good, that literally means the fat, which in Old Testament talk means what?
The best.
After all, if the best, the finest houses, the finest clothes, the finest cars and jewels, if that's not for us, who's it for? Do we have to say it's for the devil? It's for the unsaved. It's for the unbelievers. Is it?
No.
Is it? I know a minister that I know. He bought a dog. And this dog, it got out. Well, he told folks, it cost $15,000. I never heard so much static. People called me out of the blue and said, can you believe it? $15,000 for a dog. That's ridiculous. That's wrong. That's wrong. Well, first of all, if there's a $15,000 dog, and I'm sure there's $100,000 dogs, who are they for? Who ought to have them?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Glory of God's House, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R625. That's R625. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.